administration was warned that the admission of the Shah would provoke retaliation in Tehran. President Carter considered those warnings and rejected them in secret. Had he made different decisions, the Shah would doubtless still be in Mexico, and our diplomats would still be going about their business in Tehran. And I am sure every American would prefer to sacrifice a little gasoline rather than shed American blood to defend OPEC pipelines in the Middle East. 1980 election should not be a plebiscite on the Ayatollah or Afghanistan. These issues must be debated in this campaign.